You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at day four of the Punchestown Festival 2017. It's been a spectacular week, certainly for Colin Tizard, Robbie Power and Jessica Harrington so far, and they've got bright chances, of course, of adding to their tally today on what should be another star-studded eight-race card, in which the highlights come up in the shape of the Champion Hurdle at 5:30, the Grade 1 Novices at 6:05, and we've got some decent novice events and handicaps alike, as ever, a multi-complex card at Punchestown to get our teeth stuck into. On to the first race then, which is a Hunter Chase, which comes up at 3:40 over 2.5 miles. The one to be on here is Ennis Killing from the Peter Mahy stable. Well, this horse trailed really sweetly the other day in finally laying the ghost to rest here at Punchestown. Before Wednesday, he'd raced 15 times over the normal fences and the banks without getting his head in front, but finally Lady Luck shone in his direction and he got his just deserts for many brave placed efforts in defeat previously. He certainly wasn't winning out of turn as well. The time before he'd ran really well behind Fox Rock and subsequent winner Maple Mons, and with Trio LN, who finished second to him the other day in that bank race, going on to win the Latouche yesterday. The form looks absolutely rock solid. Jamie Codd on board, ground to suit. Ennis Killing, quite a confident choice there in race one.
Race two.
On to race two then, a very competitive looking novices handicap, always a good betting heat this, and this year's renewal it is no different. The one, or the two I quite like here, Woodland Opera and Balco de Flow. We'll start off with Woodland Opera, hailing from the all-conquering Jessica Harrington stable. Three winners already for the County Kildare Handler before today, and with Robbie Power on board, this seven-year-old's got every chance of providing her with yet another winner, particularly off the back of an eye-catching victory at Fairy House last time out. When always travelling well in the hands of Robbie, he absolutely bolted up and beat O'Kaley by a very easy 7 lengths. He's been running against some decent novices so far already this season. That's third behind Great Field, is obviously boosted with Willie Mullins' charge going on to win easily in a Grade 1 here yesterday. Stepping up to 2.5 miles on decent ground should suit this gelding by Robin Dupre, and he's just a really likeable horse. So Woodland Opera would be my number one choice, but Balco de Flow certainly deserves a mention from the Henry de Bromhead camp. He was in the process of running a big race in the JLT at the Cheltenham Festival when he tipped up at the top of the hill, still going really well. Had he stayed on his feet, well, he might have been well been competitive. And if so, you've only got to look at the horses he would have been finishing close by, the likes of York Hill, Top Notch, Disco, to tell you how good that form is. He also was only beaten 6 lengths by Disco and Arduke the time before. He likes decent ground. He goes a good gallop. Again, he's another honest type. And at 7-1 this morning, he makes up a nice two-pronged attack at that second race with Woodland Opera.
Race number three.
On to the 4:55 then, a really decent mares novices handicap chase. Several can be fancied here on various lines of form. Obviously Slow Motion heads the list off the back of a good win in a Grade 3 last time out when beating Keppel's Queen in the end in quite comfortable fashion. That better ground that she raced on that day seemed to suit her to the heavy that she'd been running on throughout the majority of the season. She got a good cruising speed. She obviously stays 2.5 miles really well. Yard and jockey are obviously informed, so she's got to be a massive player. Definite Ruby won this race last year for same connections. In fact, she's now 2-for-2 at the track because she added to her collection of victories here at the County Kildare venue with a victory on the 14th of January, beating Millquest in a tight finish. Didn't quite get the trip last time out at Downpatrick, again sweeping to the front coming down the hill, so a drop back to trip will definitely suit her. You add in the likes of Elusive Ivy, whose course form was boosted here yesterday when Don't Touch It and Hurricane Ben fought out the finish of the big handicap here yesterday. And the two Jessica Harrington horses, Girly Girl and Keppel's Queen, who've been plying their trade in decent company this season. This looks a really, really tough and mouth-watering affair. If you gave me a bet in the race, I'd probably go with Elusive Ivy, just because she's also got very good form here at Punchestown, and that run here at the last day stands out like a sore thumb. So Gavin Cromwell's mare is the each-way choice in race three.
Race four.
On to the first of the Grade Ones, then, which of course is the Champion Hurdle at 5:30. No small fields this year. We've got an ultra competitive affair, 4-1 the field at time of recording this morning. We've got Vroom Vroom Mag towards the top of the list. She just didn't quite get home in the mayor's race at Cheltenham, but dropping back to 2 miles, as she proved the time before, certainly no barrier to her success. She's an ultra consistent mare, very, very classy, and actually she comes here fresher than most, so she's got to be a massive player. I wouldn't be so keen on Petite Mouche, as the market suggests. I think he's had quite a hard season, but Arctic Fire definitely comes into the mix off the back of his win in the County Hurdle. My tenter, yours is sure to go well, as he often does, with on good ground and a strongly run race. But at the bigger prices, I'm prepared to take a little bit of a chance on Willie Mullins' supposed third string here, Dear Carly, who bounced back to form in no uncertain terms last time at the Ferry House Festival. When making most of the running, he absolutely dotted up by 20 lengths. Not only was he visually impressive that day, his time figures and sectional times were absolutely off the scale. He ran a really, really good final lap that basically broke the heart of Hidden Cyclone and Jet Ski. Most pundits would say that those two underachieved big time. Well, they probably did, but they were up against a horse who was pushing them through severe fractions. Obviously, the ratings say he can't win because he's only 148, but I think he ran to way, way beyond that the other day. Also, it's very interesting that Connection could have run this horse off his R mark in a handicap, but they've decided to come here and let him take his chance in a Grade 1. Off the back of his old form and what we saw last time out, he shouldn't be dismissed. And at 14-1, I'll go with Dear Carly each way.
Race 5.
On to the second of the Grade Ones then, and this again is another absolute belt of a contest. Finian's Oscar, unbeaten so far in four races under rules, comes here via a really impressive victory at Aintree last time out. He travelled really strongly off the back of a soundly run race, and he beat a stellar field in the shape of a very good horse, obviously representing Connections, both jockey and trainer, who can do little wrong here this week, indeed over the last month or so. It looks very difficult to look beyond Finian's Oscar, but perhaps is a smidgen of value elsewhere. Death Duty was disappointed in the last day. Maybe the ground might be against him. Let's Dance, I'm still not totally convinced he stays 2.5 miles in Grade 1 company. So the two I'm going to concentrate on here and suggest we back both each way against the field is Blueberry and Outspoken. These two fought out a good finish the last day in a Grade 2 at Ferry House. But once again, another good, really good speed figure points me in the direction of these two horses. Blueberry handled the conditions really well, handled the fast pace, and in the end ran out a worthy winner over Joseph O'Brien's charge. But the pair of them pull well clear, and I don't think they're going to be out of their depth in this race whatsoever based on their times. They're both very consistent, they're both on the upgrade, and hopefully they both see out the extra 4 furlongs here today. Either way, I think one of them at the very, very least will be in the frame. So Blueberry and Outspoken, two each way bets there in Race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 6:40 then, which is the big Hunter Chase of the week. Well, there's one or two doubters in certain quarters about with regards to On the Fringe, and I'd certainly be one of them at the moment. The Spin Doctors, closely associated with the yard, would certainly have you that there's nothing untoward with this 12-year-old. But on the evidence of what we've seen so far this season, he's certainly nowhere near as good as what he has been in the last 2 or 3 seasons where he's dominated this division. So maybe he just might be on the wane. With that in mind, I'm prepared to go with an each-way bet against him. And I really like the way that Maple Mons won the other day at Ferry House. He simply cruised through that race and beat what was a very decent and competitive field. There was good money for BL Swagger and Heaney. Both of those have been multiple winners in the point-to-point field. And, of course, we know this horse handles good ground and he stays the trip really well. So he's probably one of these young bucks that just could upset the apple cart here. And 8-1 this morning, I'll be very keen on Maple Mons causing a bit of a mini shock there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a 2-mile conditions hurdle for the novices at 7:10. The two to be with here, hopefully off the back of Blueberry and Outspoken running really well in the Grade 1, are Montel Barno and Riven Light. These two horses chase home those two decent animals respectively when last seen in that Grade 2 a couple of weeks ago. Montel Barno made the running that day, made sure it was a really good test, and he only caved in on the running towards the line, but it was still a good effort. Riven Light, well, he picked up the pieces, ridden in a totally different fashion, but he also can be very much considered here in what looks a decent contest. So the two Willie Mullins refugees out of that Blueberry Outspoken race are the choice in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 7:45, again another very competitive bumper, 5-1 the field at time of recording. The one I quite like here is Greco-Romaine from the Noel Mead stable. Noel's had a fantastic week, or indeed he's had a really good run of things in the last fortnight. There's a good chance that the County Kildare handle will round off today with a nice winner in the shape of this gelding by Martellane, who's just had the one run, and that came on the 10th of January last year when he chased down the very progressive at the time Sutton Place. Of course, Sutton Place was in the Grade 1 here yesterday, but unfortunately pulled up when obviously he went wrong at that particular juncture. A decent £7 conditional is on board, and with scope for further improvement, he certainly looks as though he's going to be a chaser in time. I'd expect at least Greco-Romaine to run a nice race there in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Saturday's version, when we're going to be taking a look at the final day of the Punching Sound Festival. Happy bunting, hope you have a good day, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. It's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.